Now, back home, a report published today shows that almost half of women who reported domestic abuse to Gardaí found the force unhelpful. The report was published by Women's Aid, which has expressed concern about what it describes as the inconsistent response from some members of the Gardaí. Women's Aid says there's a knowledge gap among new recruits. However, Gardaí say there's been significant training and investment in the area. For more, let's talk to our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally. Alva, you've spent the past few hours gathering reaction to this report. What are Gardaí saying?
Yeah, and just to start off that, you know, Women's Aid do say that there has been excellent progress in terms of Gardaí and domestic violence and how they're dealing with it in services like the National Protective Services Bureau. However, it has found this gap, it says, in recruits in terms of their training and also in local stations. They're concerned about that as well. So we asked on Garda Síochána about this, and they say that they received more than 65,000 domestic abuse related calls last year. So that's huge. An average of 1,250 reports every week. And to date this year, there have already been 21,000 domestic abuse related contacts received by the Gardaí. And they do say that, you know, there has been the establishment of this Specialist Protective Services Unit in each Garda division, and it comprises of several hundred highly skilled and specially trained detectives. I think the issue for Women's Aid is that they want a wider approach. They want all Gardaí to be, I suppose, domestic violence informed, so that it doesn't just simply come down to these specialist trained units. I guess if someone walks into a local Gardaí station, that the Gardaí there knows how to deal with a victim of domestic violence, so that they get the basic training from the outset.
You've also been speaking to the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan. What's he been saying?
Yes, so the Minister did point out that, you know, Gardaí in Templemore, they are trained in this, he launched the report this morning, and he did speak about the importance of domestic violence within his remit as minister. But yes, he said that they are trained in this, but he didn't rule out looking at it again.
Well, I've listened to what Women's Aid have had to say. I'm also conscious of the fact that there is mandatory training in Templemore for Gardaí trainees. So it is an important system for them to ensure that they are trained in this complex and sensitive area. Obviously, I'm concerned about the statistics that are evident in the Women's Aid report today, which indicated that although a majority of women were satisfied with their initial engagement within Gardaí Síochána, approximately 44% weren't. So that's something that we need to address. I'll speak to the Commissioner about it. But it is the case that there is training in Templemore. And I think one thing that I hear consistently is that once women get access to the very well-trained and specific units that are dealing with domestic violence within an Gardaí Síochána, they are satisfied with that.
And do you think it's fair that Women's Aid say the training probably should be rolled out to wider Gardaí, not just the specialist unit?
Well, there is basic training there for all trainees in Templemore. But I suppose we're never going to have a situation where every person in Gardaí Síochána is going to be specialised in every area. So like we've specialised units within the force where specialised Gardaí operate. I think that's something that's worked effectively. But listen, as a broader theme, I think it's important that all trainees who go through Templemore, that they're aware and that they receive the training in respect to domestic violence. They've received it already, but maybe we can look again in terms of the extent of that training.
Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan. Alva, you've also been speaking to Cúan. Will you remind us, who are Cúan?
So Cúan was set up as a statutory agency by the government and it started its work in 2024, and essentially, you know, there's a lot of domestic violence services out there, but it needed one umbrella and a statutory umbrella. That's what the minister at the time, Helen McEntee, felt was required. So they set up Cúan, and it's to deliver services for victims of domestic violence, and also, I suppose, to bring all the services under one umbrella. And one of the issues that they deal with is safe houses and rolling out safe houses for victims of abuse. And it is an issue and something that all the services and all the people that work with victims say they need more of this.
Mm-hmm. This is it. I mean, wasn't it found a couple of years back that there were very many counties where really there was nowhere at all for women and families to go?
And it's still the case, you know. Well, the services would argue it's still the case that there is a dearth there. But one opened in Wexford, for example, last year. So that added to it. But there's like 18 priority locations. So I asked Stephanie O'Keefe, who is the head of Coon, you know, do you think that you'll reach the target of 18 priority locations, which is the target under the zero tolerance strategy by the end of 2026, for example? So here's what she had to say.
Since Coon has been established, we've really energised a programme of work working with the local domestic violence service providers who are tasked with the job of doing these kind of new capital bills and identifying safe homes. So we are doing really well in relation to kind of expanding now. There's a good kind of pace behind delivery. We've one under construction. We've another significant number that are due to be under construction between now and 2026. So we're doing much better than had been the case previously.
Would you be confident that you'll get to what is outlined in the strategy? I think it was 18 priority locations.
That's right. We've 18 priority locations and we've actually expanded the pipeline. So in time, we'll actually go beyond the government commitment of going to 2A2. We'll go beyond that. And in the meantime, we're looking at every possible mechanism to do short-term expansion so as to meet the need, because the actual work involved in constructing a new refuge involving the housing agency, the local authorities, the Department of Housing, ourselves, and of course the local domestic violence service provider who will be delivering the service, is quite significant. So we've kind of really looked at every opportunity to try to increase the pace of delivery by looking at refuge, by looking at safe home, and by looking at all available effectively accommodations around the state that government have invested in to see what can we do to expand the pipeline.
And that was Stephanie O'Keefe of Coon talking to our correspondent Alva Keneally. Well, that report dominated leaders' questions in the Dáil, with the main opposition parties all focusing on its finding. Here's a short excerpt from the contribution by Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald.
I'm also mindful that refuges are not the ultimate answer. They are a very necessary but temporary protection, not a long-term solution. The needs of women fleeing domestic violence have to be hardwired into the response to the housing crisis. And of course, the question has to be asked, why is it that it's the victim who's forced to leave her home, but the perpetrator remains undisturbed? What message does this send to women fighting to survive? After 15 years of government strategy, you're still talking about basic training initiatives for frontline responders. Where is the urgency? None of this is good enough. Women faced with violence and abuse deserve far, far more.
And that was Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald speaking in the Dáil a short while ago. We can go to Leinster House next and our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, Mary Lou MacDonald wasn't alone in raising this report on domestic abuse. What else was said?
Well, what was interesting was that the Taoiseach is currently in Brussels ahead of an EU leaders summit tomorrow. So it was the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, who was defending the government line on this. And with regard to that issue of refuges, he said that he believed what Mary Lou MacDonald was saying was right, in that it shouldn't be the case that a perpetrator, if someone was found to be so, would remain in the house where the victim would have to move out to a refuge. And that was something he was going to look at. The Labour leader, Ivana Bacik, she talked about what she called an epidemic of violence against women, and she zoned in what you were talking with Alva there about, in relation to the fact that 44% of those questioned who contacted the Gardaí about domestic abuse found them to be unhelpful, and she said clearly more training is required. For the Social Democrats, it was Gary Ganahan, and he took a sort of a broader view on how online material was enabling violence against women, and he pointed the finger of blame at online influencers who he said were poisoning young men with misogyny, and he said the state was doing absolutely nothing about it. Jim O'Callaghan, he came back and said there's a big responsibility on social media companies not to allow their platforms become ones of misogyny and promoting the violence against women, and he also said that Commissioner Mann would also be looking at that as well.
On another matter, Paul, the Occupied Territories Bill, it's finally been published.
Yes, published by the Department of Foreign Affairs. This is something opposition parties have been waiting for a long time. As expected, the five-page document does not mention services from occupied territories being dealt with, only goods. So that remains a false line. In a statement from the Taoiseach, Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Harris, he said, "I'm acutely aware that this legislation has been a particular focus of public interest and attention here at home, and I look forward to hearing the views of the Oireachtas colleagues in the coming days, because the legislation goes to the Oireachtas Committee on Foreign Affairs and usually takes about 8 days to dispose of. The chair, John Lahart of Fianna Fáil, was saying they could put on extra meetings to try and dispose it faster than that. But he's going to put on some extra days to dispose of that. One interesting question will be whether the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, attends that meeting. When it comes to pre-legislative scrutiny, usually that doesn't happen. He said he's available to try and expedite it. But most people here at Leinster House think, Rachel, that this will not pass the Oireachtas until autumn rather than before the Dáil rises for the summer on July the 17th.
Paul, thank you very much. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, reporting from Leinster House. By the way, referring back just for a moment to that report on domestic abuse, if you need to talk to someone, you can call the 24-hour Women's Aid National Free Phone helpline number. That's 1-800-341-900. 1-800-341-900. Or you can log on to the RTE helplines page. That's rte.ie/helplines.